time afterwards to have comments and questions and answers and stuff like that. But at the back of the room, there's a sign-up list for people who want to participate in dogging the Tories. What ends up happening is you get 20% of the public in Toronto or in surrounding areas, and so we need to be there, ready to mobilize on an instant, you know, on a day's notice to get maximum numbers out. So we very, very strongly encourage you to put down your name and your contact information. If you don't have a phone, put down where you hang out. You hang out at the Open Door, you hang out at the Friendship Center, whatever, put down, this is where I am, come get me, I want to be there, I'm committed to this struggle. So I encourage you before you leave to do that. And we're just going to ask a woman from QP 4308 to come up just for a couple minutes to talk about the strike action that's going on for workers at Central Neighborhood House, who programming there for poor homeless people is facing very massive cuts. So Kelly and Sullivan, if you could talk for just a couple minutes, let us know what's going on.
Thanks. It's Kelly Sullivan. I'm the local president of QP 4308, and I bring you greetings from over 150 workers, and let me be clear, they're workers and they're working poor here in Toronto that work at Central Neighborhood House. We're a multi-service community center here in the downtown core, and we have a history and we have a strong history, and we've also been impacted by the Tories. I saw a shift at our agency. I've worked there for close to 8 years now. Gaetan and Roe used to be one of the workers there. Sue used to be a worker there. It was an agency at one time that stood side by side with workers, that stood side by side with the poor and the homeless in our community. After the Tories came into power, that soon began to shift. The residents associations in the Cabbage Town area and the Sherbourne and Dundas area began to become the voice of our agency. And what we saw happening were programs being cut, workers' wages being limited, and the struggle began. Those of us that work there maintained some of the principles of what we believed in, and we have been active. When we could not find a voice any longer with our agency, we formed and organized a union with the Canadian Union of Public Employees. One of the reasons for that is about local autonomy. We can be a militant, active, and radical union within QP and within that local, and I'm here today to say that's what we are. This stretch. We know that this strike cuts the services to the people that we serve, people in our daycares, in home care, in our shelter, in our drop-in, and on being on the line is not where we want to be. It's never where we want it to be. It's hard for many of us to be there and to see how it's impacting on the people that we work with nearly every day of the week. But we also have to take a stand around the wages and the working conditions that are facing us at this time. We also have to take a stand because I wanted to be here tonight to tell you clearly, this is also about union busting. Our employer knows what our roots are. We are OCAP members and activists, many of us who are on the front line. They know that we're political and that they also know that we're not going to take what it is that they're doing. We have been effective in getting funding continued to our 60 Richmond drop-in. They were willing to let the hours be cut. It was our union and our workers that stopped that from happening. They would love to be able to keep us out on that line, to keep those services shut down, and then to be able to turn around and say it's because of the workers. We need people's support. We need to be clear that this is about workers and people who are poor and homeless that live in that community, and that we need to stand together. Social service agencies are part of the poverty industry. They have a responsibility to stop being so concerned about the revenue and the funding that they can get in and start standing up and speaking out against the very that challenge to our board of directors, and they retake that challenge to our management structure, and they don't want to hear it. So please join us on the line. The lines are up now, and they will continue to be up almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have flyers at the back. Support us. support the people that we work with, and we hope to see you out. Thanks.